You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Brandenburg Gallery, located here in Ely at 11 East Sheridan Street. Find out more at jimbrandenburg.com. He was out here in the first hour. Now he's back. Here's Ely's own Mike Hillman.
I wanted to be sure to tell a story tonight about a good man. And my grandfather was about the best man I ever knew. He was born on a small farm near Bergen, Norway. He was the sixth son. And he earned his passage to America when he was 16 years old by working a cattle boat until he got to America. I asked him once why he did that, and he said if he would have stayed on the farm, he would have lived off his brother's charity and lived above the animals in the barn. He wanted a better life than that. So he come to America. He got to Ellis Island. The man asked for his name. He said, Svensson Tobias and Jaiberg. Man laughed at him. Grandpa said, what was so funny about that? He says, your name. He says, with a name like that, you're not going to have a chance in America. Grandpa said, pick me a name. Man said, Steve Thompson. Grandpa said, write that down. Wrote it down. For the rest of his life, he was Steve Thompson. He found out that they were paying big money in Ely, America. They were paying 25 cents an hour for any men that wanted to work in the iron mines. So he took a train to Ely, and after he dumped his luggage off at the Swede boarding house, he made the way down to the mine office, and he talked to Charlie Trezona. He says, I want to work here. I'm a good man. I want to work at your mine. Trezona said, I'll give you a chance. He worked his way up from labor to surface boss of the Pioneer Mine. He was a good man. By the time I knew him, he was a broke-down old pensioner. And one day, May of 1961, he comes over to the house and knocks on the kitchen door, and Mom and I say hello, and Mother asks why he's there, and the old man says, I want to buy a suit, Alice. I almost spit my Cheerios on the table. I'd never seen my grandpa in a suit all my life, and my mother thought something was wrong. She said, are you okay, Dad? He says, yes, I am. He says, but Judith, my older sister, was graduating from the University of Minnesota that June. And he said, I want to buy a new suit. I don't want to look like those men that look like pumped-up Polish sausages inside a too-tight skin. So we went down to the Mackey clothing store, and he picked out a wonderful blue suit, matching vest. He looked like $1 million, and I got a brand-new green suit to go to the graduation. It was 12 hours from Ely to Minneapolis. A caravan of Hillmans, LeBeaus, and Thompsons drove down. My father almost dropped me off several times when I asked, aren't we there yet? We got to the University of Minnesota Stadium, and there were 10,000 people there. I never thought I'd see. I'd never seen that many people in my life. I didn't think there were that many people in the whole world. Me and Grandpa, we got near the H's. My sister's last name is Hillman. And we got near the H's, the Hansons, the Hendersons, the Hendricksons, all those Scandinavian names. And he's finally getting near the hills. And Grandpa knows it's pretty soon now. So he stands up and he's so excited and he's looking so good in his blue suit. And he's squeezing my hand so hard I thought it was going to break. And I looked up at him. And in all the years I knew that tough old man, I'd never seen him cry. And he had two tears running down his cheeks. He had that white ivory Scandinavian skin where you could just see the pale blue of the veins underneath. And he looked down at me and he said, Mike, never forget what a good country America is, that the son of an immigrant man can come and see his granddaughter graduate from college and become a teacher. He was so proud of her. The next time I saw my grandpa, well, we were going up home on the way home, and Grandpa grabs my mom by the arm, and before we know it, we're standing in Lynn Paulson's mortuary and hardware store, not knowing why we're there. Lynn Paulson said, hello, Steve, what can I do for you? And Grandpa says, I want to buy a coffin. He said, are you all right, Steve? He says, I'm fine, Lynn. He says, I'm fine. But he says, I come to America on a cattle boat. I want to leave in better style than when I come in. Well, the hardware store was divided from the mortuary by a brown door, and being a boy, I wasn't supposed to see what was beyond that brown door, but I knew it was full of coffins. Well, there was a big keyhole in the brown door, and as soon as my mom and dad and grandpa shut the door with Lynn Paulson, I went down to that keyhole. It was so big I could have put my head through it, and I looked just in time to see my grandpa climbing into a coffin. He lays down, he folds his hands on his chest, and all I can see is the tip of his nose, and he says, "Well, Alice, how do I look in this one?" She says, "Dad, you've just bought a brand new blue suit that's got a dark lining. No one's going to be able to see that you got a new suit on." He says, "That's why I brought you with me, Alice." So they get a nice new model picked out. He lays down and folds his hands and says, "So what do you think, Harold?" And she goes, "Oh, Dad, you look like $1 million. You look like you're laying down in a Cadillac." He says, "That's the one I want." He sat up, he looked at Lynn Paulson, he says, "Well, are you going to bury me in a raincoat?" Paulson says, "What are you talking about, Steve?" He says, "You guarantee this thing won't leak?" Lynn Paulson said, "You're going to be dead, Steve. What does it matter?" He says, "It matters to me. I'm wearing a new suit." Lynn Paulson says, "We're going to put you in a cement vault, Steve. You'll be good for 100 years, and that was a done deal. Next time I saw Grandpa in the blue suit, it was 7 years later, and he had died the year before my birthday. And he was stretched out there, and Lynn Paulson put his arm around me and told me, "What, doesn't he look grand? Looks like $1 million. The old men that had worked with him in the mines, they all came up to pay tribute to my grandpa, and they all told me the same thing about my grandpa that I already knew, and that was that Steve Thompson was a hell of a good man.
Mike Hillman.